Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 210.
Just outside the loop, North Houston, you're coming in for your minor. Me and very queer. Very, very queer.
Welcome, everyone, to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray.
Yes, and we're podcasting here in Houston, Texas. And welcome to the show, guys. And thank you for tuning in to our show.
To our meek, humble little show.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so what's going on with you? It's been a few days. I haven't seen you for a week or so, something like that.
I know, I've been kind of busy.
Yeah, me too. I've been, so weekend updates. What's up with you? What happened last weekend?
Let's see. I went to Dallas this past weekend. Mm-hmm. It was a Discipline Corps monthly party, and I've been going with a friend of mine, learning a few new tricks and some stuff I've been interested in. But it was very interesting this time. I got to see... I got to see some electro play.
Oh,
I'm not talking about, you know, sticking electrodes to somebody's nipples and then hooking it to the car battery type electro play. I'm talking about where you got the machine and it's non-hurting. It's actually more pleasurable. It's like stimulating certain muscles and stuff.
Oh, it's like one of those massage things.
More like physical therapy type electro type stuff. But it was quite interesting. And I think that eventually it will be something I might like to get into.
So, oh, really? But, you want to buy one of those?
It's an expensive hobby, though.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, the equipment is quite pricey. So, but I watched it get used on a guy this weekend, and he said it's very nice. It gives you a very nice feeling. So, and said if it's done right, you can shoot your own load without touching yourself.
Oh, really?
Really?
That's interesting.
So,
is there a particular name for it?
I didn't get any detail. I just watched it and then asked some, you know, questions and stayed out of the way and was being very polite. And, you know, when there's a pretty hot naked man laying in front of you all wired up, you don't want to get in too much of the way, you know?
All wired up, literally.
Yeah. It could be like a bad comedy show. Somebody trips over the electrical cord and all of a sudden you see sparks flying and they look like Einstein when everything's done, but no, it's not that hazardous. But it was very interesting. So, learned some knots and stuff to do some rope stuff. So that was pretty cool. Probably got more information I can digest.
Well, I know how to do handcuffs of using ropes. I learned of all the times I learned it. It was IFW International Friendship Week, and we had workshops here in Houston. And one guy who was into leather. Oh, not leather, into a bondage, taught us how to do that elaborate. It's a very easy way to do it, to do handcuffs, to tie yourself, actually. So it's pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's what they showed me, some quick and easy stuff and how to do a body harness and work all that stuff out. So it was pretty nice. So, it's nice. And I'm meeting a lot of good people that know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. It's not some quack. So, learn it the right way.
Is this an event in Dallas?
Well, it's like a club. Discipline Corps is just like National Leather Association,
sort of.
And they have a monthly meeting like most clubs do, and it's usually a play session. So
that is so interesting. Wow. So what you did the whole weekend? Okay.
Well, no, just one day. But went up to Dallas and hung out and met, you know, with people and friends and saw Larry Bear.
You see Larry? All right.
Saw Larry. Yeah.
I might have to ask him because in 4th of July, I'm going to have to ask him if we could stay over because we're going to, Mike and I are going to Dallas and we're going to do softball there again. We're going to play, there's a tournament there on 4th of July. So hopefully we could stay somewhere there. what a way to plug you to talk about it in the show. So, hey, Larry, if you're listening, we're going to stay at your place, okay? It's been actually.
One of the things, one of the things, cool things about the electric play thing.
Oh.
The little deal that powers everything.
Yeah.
It can be hooked into a mic or it can be hooked into an audio feed.
Oh, so you can put it on an iPod or something.
Exactly. So then, imagine getting screwed by Bear Podcast.
Okay, that's right. With our voices, Ray and Ron.
That's right. See, I can. We can work on this matter. We can get your air and us up to a whole new level.
That's right. Oh. So. That's right. I have to hook up my NRS then.
Yeah.
Anyway, you came back Sunday. Oh, weekend?
Yeah.
You know what? It was funny because Thursday night, he surprised me. He actually, it was really unexpected. I thought he's not going to come. And actually, the week before, he was telling me that he can't. He'll be busy. The next time I'll see him would be 2 or 3 weeks from now. And then he tricked me. Well, I like it whenever he does that. Anyway, he surprises me. So,
well, that's good. I saw pictures of y'all at the bowling alley on Friday night. So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, already? With the Wayne's pictures? I haven't posted mine yet.
Wayne, the bad babysitter.
Let's talk about him, babysitter. Oh, let's not have him babysit Gary Nance.
Yeah, messaged Gary Nance and said, Wayne's not a good babysitter. You cannot let him babysit. Can't happen. He'd fill him full of sugar and then drive him around town unsafely. It just can't happen.
I told Wayne,
you're not supposed to be babysitting the baby when they're that young. I said, wait till they're 10, 11, and you can go buy them a beer, show them some porn, and be done with it. You know, that's what good uncles do, you know?
Some weird uncles, I guess. Or, you know, yeah, the proverbial weird uncle. Anyway, okay. We went to, what else we did? We went to, Friday we went to Guadalajara. It's a restaurant in Houston. And
which one?
The one on 59 near Kirby.
Greenway Plaza? Yeah. Greenway. Yeah.
Across the street. It's pretty good. Pretty good Mexican food place. And then we went bowling. You've seen the pictures. And I got some pictures. It was funny because we used drag names as our just for fun. We use drag names as our names on the screen. And then whenever we get to pay, hey, I'm mine is Iona Trailer, so you know, stuff like that. So the cashier always laughs whenever we came up. We never come over, and it was a fun night. Yeah, Friday night. Saturday, we could do the movie review now. Well, maybe later. Yeah, let's do the movie review later. Kung Fu Panda. We got to watch that, and that was fun. I recommend it. You should watch it on the big screen, right?
Well, I plan to. Yeah. That's one of my, John's going to see Six in the City again.
Oh.
And even though I'd love to see that again, I figured, you know, I'm going to buy the disc and watch it over and over until it's wore out anyhow. So, I would just maybe go see Kung Fu Panda or Narnia or some of the other ones that are out.
Oh, that's what I watched yesterday. Yeah, we can talk about that later too. But you haven't seen it yet. Anyway, so that was Saturday. And then Sunday, the usual is our last softball day for the season. And it's our last
week. Oh, so you're done with softball?
Yeah, we're done with softball.
Already?
Yeah. And that's pretty much it. We lost the first game and then we won the second game, which is good. So the next game we're going to be in will be in Dallas, 4th of July. So anybody listening out there who's also in the softball, also going to be at the Dallas tournament, just let me know, okay, so you'd hang out. I might be playing against you. Who knows? We'll see.
Yeah.
After the games, went swimming, swim pool party with a couple of friends and the softball team. And then
what kind of swimming pool party did you get to? Was it clothing optional?
No, because it's a mix. There's guys and girls, and there's even...
Oh, no titties, no titties, no titties.
No.
And well, not no, only man titties.
There's even a 12-year-old girl, so we're not going to have any of those.
Ooh.
No.
Fancy.
But then, of course, a poor kid, you know, she's going to grow up really corrupted hanging out with us.
Don't let Wayne babysit her.
Yep, that's right. Beware of Wayne. I wanted to do something else. I wanted to go to...
So you got on Craigslist and found a trick?
Nope. I went to watch Narnia. That's what I did. So yeah, we'll talk about Narnia later.
Okay.
That's it. That's the weekend update so far. And we have topics for our listeners. Something, because here in the show, we talk about, what do we talk about? We talk about a lot of BS, a lot of stories about us. We usually start off with what we've been doing lately. And, of course, we like talking about what's going on in the usually in the big screen or whatever's happening in the news or whatever, things that, you know, gay and non-gay issues. So what do you have there, Ray? What's our first topic there?
Well, our first topic is I sent Maynard a link earlier today about the pregnant man.
Oh,
and
okay.
Y'all did not see that. I was doing pregnant man in quotations.
That's right.
I'm sure a couple months ago everybody's read the article now about the, I guess, transsexual that's pregnant.
Yep.
And anyway, today there's this big, there's this actually a spoof on this whole thing of these two guys doing this commentary back and forth, which was actually very funny.
Mm-hmm.
What was that link? I forgot.
From where?
Honestly, I didn't email it. Anyway, it was scrolling through my MSN thing on the bottom of my Messenger, and it was pretty funny, and it was just kind of a spoof on the guys talking about it. But,
okay.
You know, and then we kind of started talking about it at work, and the whole deal is, well, it's not a man having a baby because they never had the full sex change. They had the breast removed and were taking the hormones and had a beard, which actually that sounds like a lot of women I know. But,
okay. All right.
But the female organs are still there.
And so she's really female still.
She's really a female still. So everybody's like making this big deal about it. And I'm just like, well, in theory, because she hadn't had a sex change, and I don't think until you have a sex change, you can legally have your sex changed to a man by the courts. Mm-hmm. I don't think that ever happened. But she was basically in a relationship with another woman. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I'll say he, just for being gender specific here, because he chose to live his life as a man.
And was
working on that. But I think the partner, they tried to have kids and she couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
And they hadn't done the whole full change on him. So he quit taking all the hormones and everything. And then they kind of did the turkey baster thing, if I remember reading the article correctly, and got pregnant.
Right. That's right.
So, mm-hmm. And now it's just caused this big controversy about what kind of, you know, the whole family values thing again. So,
speaking of technically, he is a woman.
Technically, he's still considered a woman because he didn't have the it all sewed up.
Made
an outie.
Yeah,
it's still an innie.
It's still an innie. Yeah, it's the junk is still a woman. So, although he looks like a boy right now, So no, I still think so. Actually, what the judges said that he's a man already. I think he had himself changed as a man in his, what do you call this? I think it's legally? Judge ruled. Legally. He's,
oh, okay. So it had, okay. So I guess in certain states, I guess you don't have to have your sex changed to.
Yeah.
So does that mean I could go petition the court and be considered a female?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Actually, I have a funny story about that. My brother is not transgendered, okay? I know it runs in the family, but.
Was he the one the movie The Blossoming of Email, whatever his name is,
Blossoming
on?
Blossoming of Maximo Oliveros. No, it's not. It's not the same guy. But anyway, my brother, it was funny because his driver's license says female. And then when he went to the
Hot tranny mess.
When he went to the DMV to have it changed, he said, "Are you going to have a sex change?" No. I'm correcting it. So it was funny because my brother was, I haven't really come out to him. So we'll see what happens when I see him again in a few months or so. But yeah, he's maybe.
Is this the one that's still in the Philippines?
No, he's in California now. He's in California now.
Okay, so you've come out to your mom and everybody else in your entire family doesn't know yet?
I think they know now. All of them
know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because if most people's moms, like my mom, once she knows something, everybody in the whole damn family knows it.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, you just tell one. But anyway, we're off topic now. So yeah, the pregnant man. So what do you guys think? He's a woman. He's a real female. Just what I think. Okay. Yeah. All right. So,
well, ultimately, I guess it comes down to how you feel that you want to live your life and live your life that way, and the hell with everybody else. So, because we're all going to be judgmental bitches regardless of what we do. So
that's right. We're just doing
live your life
woman.
Best
yeah.
you can. Yeah.
But look at he made a choice to have a baby. Yeah, and they want more. They want more even.
More. So mm-hmm. Well, good for them.
So congratulations. He's going to be. It's kind of weird, though, you refer to him as he. Yeah, because that's how they want it, right? Whatever your choice of gender that you're going to be in, that's how everyone should refer to them. So he's a he.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So he is going to give birth very soon. So congratulations. Okay. All right. What do you have? What else?
Okay. Next on to the very pissed off and serious topic here. I don't know if all of y'all have seen this, but on May 30th, Angel Torres, 78, in Hartford, Connecticut, was walking across the street. He was jaywalking. Yes, he was breaking the law himself, but he was hit by not one but two cars at about 5:45 in the afternoon. All y'all can go and see this video if you want to. It is on YouTube.
Yeah. Raw video, elderly man paralyzed in hit and run.
Yes, hit and run. And I watched it. There's no sound to it, so because it's actually come off the traffic camera.
Yeah.
So that's where this came from, so that it was released. It is very disturbing. I mean, you see the two cars, well, the cars crossed the yellow. The two cars are in fault for hitting him, for one thing, because they were trying to go around somebody that was trying to park, and there was two yellow lines in the lane.
Yeah, you don't do that.
So they fly around him, hit the man, flips the man over both cars, and then the other cars come and drive around him, and people just keep driving by. And then here comes a guy on a moped that kind of circles around and then keeps on going. There's one woman that saw all this. And I think she just totally was traumatized from seeing this.
Yeah.
But then all these other people start coming and walking by and just kind of looking, but nobody does anything. And it's caused kind of an outrage. And actually this weekend, this was one of the subjects that was brought up when we were having lunch on Saturday, and we were talking about it while we were eating our Kobe burger.
Specifically a Kobe burger, okay.
Yeah, so it was a very good burger. So, it was, you know, there's talking about that Congress is, I guess, because that's the age of most of the people in Congress, that they're talking about changing the national Good Samaritan law.
Yeah.
And if most of y'all don't know what a Good Samaritan law, basically a Good Samaritan law says that if you go and try to render aid, you're not forced to render aid to somebody that's injured, but if you do, it's the kind of overlying law that protects you. Now, every state's law is different, so go read up on it, what your law is in your state.
Do we have one in Texas?
I do not know. I know in South Carolina we had one, because when I went through my first responder certification, that came up, that says, in theory, if you were a trained medical technician, like a first responder, and you come upon an accident anywhere, you are bound to help because you can render medical assistance.
If you're a doctor or anything. But you have to announce that, I'm a doctor, or something like that.
Well, yeah, and stuff like that. But on the other thing, if you get in there and something happens because you did something wrong, you can be held liable. And then on the other things, on certain states, the Good Samaritan law changes that even if you do try to help and you're not certified at doing something and it injures the person more, you can be held responsible. So it doesn't really cover people for trying to aid people. But this is kind of one of those things that, well, that law, people don't want to help anybody because they're kind of scared to do stuff anymore, I think.
They don't want to touch anyone who's injured because they don't want to get sued.
Well, they don't want to get sued. You never know HIV status of people anymore. You never know what's going on. And, you know, and I think we also, because I kind of get it here in Houston, driving by and seeing all the homeless people, that I get where I kind of block them out anymore and don't see. I mean, I see them, but I'm like, you know, there are so many of them in the city of Houston that I give my money to the charities that go to help them. So, you know.
Yeah, that's the better way to do it.
Instead of giving them money, because if you give them money, yeah, they need food and stuff, but 9 times out of 10, it's been spent on cigarettes and stuff that, personally, I think they don't need.
What if you give food to homeless people?
Well, I've done that before.
Like, instead of buying, instead of my burger,
like if I was stocking at a burger or something, I'd get them a meal and hand it to them. And there was a little guy. He looked like he was 19 or 20 that used to be down on 45. And he was either seriously into drugs, probably HIV positive, just because of his physical condition and the way he looked and some of the signs that he had on it, you know, just some of the signs and conditions that he had. But he was out there every day, and you know, if I went to lunch that day and I went by and I got a Subway sandwich, and I'd get the double Subway, you know, get a foot long, have it cut in half, and give him the other half with a drink, usually bottled water, because, you know, Yeah. And he was there for about a couple of weeks, and then he disappeared. So I don't know if something finally happened to him or what. But
yeah.
I'd much rather get, you know, go buy something. I don't want to make anything and take it to him, because God knows what's going on.
what you're gonna cook up? Yeah, it's actually going back to this Samaritan Law. Actually, the last episode of Seinfeld was kind of based on it. That they were in Massachusetts, I believe, and they they landed in Massachusetts, and I think it is in Massachusetts, and they're supposed to help a guy getting mugged. They didn't help, and they actually took videos of him and making fun of the guy getting mugged. They didn't help because they're making fun of him, so yeah. They were charged. That's why that's why the last episode of Seinfeld, that they were in jail. Because of the Samaritan Law, the Good Samaritan Law, they didn't help.
Your Good Samaritan Law. But apparently, this is why Congress has brought it up, because they want to unilaterally make the Good Samaritan Law the same in every state.
Okay.
So that way, hopefully help people more being relaxed about going and offering assistance and stuff. So, I mean, even if you watch this video, I think there's one guy that has his cell phone out, but I can't tell if
taking
he's calling
pictures?
Or
oh my god.
Well, I don't know if he's taking pictures or if he was on, or if he's calling 911 or what was going on. But he had his cell phone out, and today people talk on their cell phone all the time. You can't tell. So,
what should we do when we see someone who gets hit?
First thing is call 911. That's the main thing. I mean, call one. If the guy's laying in the motor road, try to stop. You know, don't injure yourself, but if you can pull your car away so the guy's protected, so nobody, traffic's not coming on and they're blocked.
Mm-hmm.
What
if you run around and look for a real doctor or a paramedic?
The best thing to do is stay there, get on the phone, call 911,
mm-hmm.
and tell them what's going on. I mean, you don't have to touch, if there's a body, and you don't have to touch him, but you can tell them, I got an elderly gentleman, he's laying on the ground, I can't tell if he's breathing, I see blood, I can't, you know. You can give them specifics so they can start relaying that to the EMTs who are on the way, because the more information they have, the more prepared they are when they get there.
Okay.
And that was one of the first things they taught us in first responding. Always do the basics, you know. It's about triage. Always look around and see who's the most injured. You know, if it's multiple people, call in and say, I got a multiple car accident. I got three people trapped in a car, you know, stuff like that. So, you know, do the best you can. If you don't know how to render it, the best thing to do is get on the phone and call 911 and tell them exactly where you are.
That's the only
place. Good thing.
Don't move him.
Don't touch him. Don't let anybody else do anything unless they have, if they get medical training. But the best thing is get on the phone and call and get help there as fast as possible.
Yeah. I'm thinking, you know, just go to the sidewalk and look for someone and start shouting, looking for a doctor. Is there a doctor in the house? Is there a doctor in the house?
I don't think that's necessary because in all theory, if there's somebody with medical training there, they should come offer help. Period. Yeah. And I think 9 times out of 10 medical trained people will.
Yeah, I guess.
So, but the biggest thing is contacting the authorities and getting somebody there, because while you're running around trying to find a doctor,
you might be there already.
They could already be there. I mean, that's why the first thing you do if you come across an accident is call 911. Okay. If you don't have 911, I know some places still don't have 911, program your local police officer, your local police agency in there, you know, mm-hmm. and get details like if you saw the car that hit him, if you can write the license plate number down.
Oh, you know what? Oh, yeah, the one who hit him. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and that's what they're going to do. They took this. I'm sure they took this video and enhanced it and got the license plates off those cars.
Well, yeah, so they're designed to do that. I mean, cameras, these are security cameras. Which reminds me of a topic that I talked about, 2 years ago, I think. It's called the ICE program in case of emergency. Everybody holds a cell phone, all right? Yeah. Everybody's got a cell phone. Let's face it. Everyone has a cell phone, and there's not much paper on them or anything, but there's a cell phone. There was a campaign before that you should put – that's what I do now. I have an entry called ICE. In case of emergency, it's a phone number on your cell phone, ICE-Mike or ICE-Ray. These are the people who will be called in case of emergency. So the campaign was going on. So yeah, Ray, put me or John on there's an ICE entry, because sometimes when you, let's say you get you're stranded somewhere, or let's say you're in a gay bar and you're not really out. Your mom is, you don't know which one. If it says mommy, do you really call your mom?
Yeah. So, well, it doesn't matter where you are. I mean, if I'm diabetic, so, which of course I don't wear my damn diabetic insignia thing anymore, like an asshole, but, if I go into diabetic shock or something, or pass out because my sugar drops, you know, it at least gives them somebody to call and they can say, hey, they're passed out, blah, blah. Is there anything I can do? You know, but still, if something like that happens, you should be calling 911 first and then get their phone and see if they have an ice number.
Ice number.
But yeah, that email's passed around work a lot too. So
yeah, So yeah, put ice in case of emergency phone numbers in your So because somebody, like my mom, she's not in Texas.
It's like my mom's not here. I mean, why would I call her? I mean, I'd put.
What can she do?
Yeah. Of course, if anybody called John Rowell, he probably wouldn't answer the damn phone. So I'd be dead by the time they got in touch with him. But
God, so bad.
You know, I'd put, you know, like friends like Wayne or you or somebody that would, you know how to get in contact with people. So
yeah, and probably rush there to pick you up or something. No, well, it's in the event that you're incapacitated.
That's it. So they can call somebody. If you're in a wreck or something, that way the police knows how to get in contact with your family faster. Because by the time they pull up, go through all the Department of Motor Vehicle records and find your home address, and then they have to send somebody out. I mean, it could take hours. So
yeah.
But anyway, that's a good thing. The ice.
Right. Yeah, ice. So. ICE. Okay. In case of emergency, put in a phone number in your cell phones, guys. All right.
So and Angel Torres, the gentleman that got hit, we hope you're doing better. Our prayers go out to you and hope you heal well.
I hope you're
78 years old. It's going to be tough for you to recover, but we'll get you in our thoughts, man.
Yep. I hope you do well very soon. Okay. What else do you have? What's next? Oh, is it our
We're going to do fashion.
We're going to do fashion. But fashion. It's a geeky fashion.
Oh, it is so geeky fashion.
It's so geeky. It's so okay.
If any of y'all want to go look at this, I saw it last week. It popped up, and I thought it was funny. we were talking about Sex and the City and the big fat, all the fashion, the Vera Westwood gown that Carrie wears, and that's just flawless. That I should be wearing one day, but we're not going to go there anyway.
Yeah, okay.
If you go to movies@msn.com.
Yeah,
and they go to the movies gallery in Maynard to put the thing. But there's this whole fashion review on superheroes fashion.
Superhero fashion. What these superheroes wear.
And rating their costumes. And we'll go through this kind of quick.
Really quick, because there's a lot of them, so really quick.
And this is by our Martha Brockenbow. I think that's how you say her name. So, she is grading the superhero costumes in the movies from kick-ass to corny.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So
we could probably talk about what's our take on this. All right.
Yeah. And the big one is, of course, they've changed the Hulk's pants, supposedly in the new Hulk movie. So that's what brought this up.
Okay. Which is coming up very soon. I think it's next week.
Very soon.
Next week or July.
I think it's July.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't have my paperwork here to look out. Look at me.
No, let's see. Okay, but we're going to talk about it in the next episode. Our next episode is going to be interesting, right, Ray? Yes. Okay. Let's talk about the Hulk. The fashion.
Yes.
Okay. He's wearing torn pants. Okay. And I don't think that's very fashionable at all.
Yeah. Well, they're talking about, and I'll read you, he gets A- in the new movie. Because although the article says, although we won't be able to judge until we see the Hulk run, smash, and hit things in his pants, what we've seen so far looks promising. The pants aren't too short. Which, you know, they used to be real short and tattered. I think in the original movie, they were always tattered up almost to his crotch, which wasn't bad on Eric Bana, just, you know, I thought. They do make his butt look big, though. That's the thing. But, you know, as big as he gets, it's hard not to have a big butt.
Yeah, that's true.
So
I don't know. It's just really torn pants. What can I say?
Yeah, so.
Okay.
It's spandex to the nth degree.
It has to be very, very wide. Okay, who's next? Yeah.
Next is Superman.
Superman, very gay.
The 2006 Superman, very gay. A lot of people weren't happy with the burgundy cape and trunks, even though it's nice to see the package. I'm trying to remember the guy that played Superman in that movie.
I forgot his name too.
Brian. I don't know if it's Brian or Brad something.
Brad Pitt? No.
No, it wasn't Brad Pitt. But anyway, he's English. But I noticed that they did a lot of imagery fixing on the crotch area, so it's not as large as reportedly that it was on the set with those tight clothes. I mean, I like the look of the costume. But the dark maroon, red.
The cape is pretty good.
The cape. Mm-hmm. Well, the color of it. I mean, it was red. Superman's always been red, white, and blue. Red, yellow, and blue. So kind of the American colors, except for the yellow part. But I mean, there's always been the colors, and they kind of jack with that a little bit to make it darker. So
he looks a little slimmer than usual. The way I always viewed Superman, even in the comic books, and everything, it's all muscular and everything.
Yeah. Well, but in the movies, they've toned it back stuff because. In real life, it's very hard to find somebody that's pumped up and defined. I mean, even in the Smallville series, I mean, he's pumped. Mm-hmm. Tom
Welling.
Tom Welling is very muscular, but he's still a big guy. But in the movie, I mean, Superman's almost as ripped as the Hulk is at times. You know.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm.
So, and it's very hard to pull that off in real life and put a costume on it and make it show without making it fake. Yeah. So.
All right. What's next? Spider-Man.
Okay, hang on.
Okay.
Hang on, I had to burp. Okay. All right, ready?
Ready, go.
Next is Spider-Man. Okay. Spider-Man got an A and B. So, okay.
Oh, because... is it because...
Because I love the original Spider-Man costume, mm-hmm. the new one in the movie. But yeah. Spawn? Venom.
Mm-hmm.
The Venom costume they went into, you know, they're like, but it's okay. So he got mixed reviews on those two costumes.
I should send you a link. I have to look for that in XTube. There's this guy, somebody posted it somewhere. There's this guy who's, you know, jerking off, but he's in a Spider-Man outfit. Did you see that?
No, but I need to go check that out. Sweet.
Yeah, it's...
Is he cute?
Well... He's in a Spider-Man outfit. Like, how could I tell?
Well,
but he's slim. He's not a bear. He's slim.
Okay. Oh, then I'm all about it.
And pretty hung. And, you know, he was stroking himself, but he's wearing a Spider-Man outfit.
He was trying to get his web-slinger back to going.
Yeah, that's right. So. Anyway, so yeah, I'll try to look for that next video for you.
Okay.
Okay, next.
And, of course, next is Daredevil. Daredevil's costume from the movie got A. Of course, it had... Ben Affleck in it. I mean, hello.
Well, yeah, it's Ben Affleck. You have to put an A-list. Is he an A-list? Not really. A-list actor.
And, of course, the new Iron Man costume from the Iron Man movie that just got released got an A. Because I love the costume. And I think the whole suit was incredible. It was very well designed. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the most incredible costume of all is from Mr. Incredible.
Mr. Incredible.
Yeah,
it's so, kind of, you know, he's pretty big, pretty chunky for his outfit. And it's an animated character.
It's still got that classic look, but everybody kind of likes it because, you know, who are you feeling putting those little masks on, you know?
Yeah.
The little black mask like the Robin mask. So, plus, the whole
it's
best
like
thing in that movie.
Eyes.
Yeah, the best thing in that whole movie was Edna Mode, the costume designer.
Edna Mode. Yeah,
darling. No. It's flame.
No capes.
Yeah. So, Elektra, even though the movie is kind of cheesy, the costume got to be.
Okay.
Because, you know,
good.
Yeah, because, you know, Jennifer Gardner, even though I'm not a big fan of women, she does look good in a leather bustier. It's, you know.
Yeah. Remember
better than some of the women I've seen in leather bustier, so.
She's in Juno, isn't she? She's the one.
I haven't seen that movie yet. I still got to.
You
got
to see that, Juno.
As superhero suits go, the two Batman suits, the nipples and the non-nipples.
Yeah.
The one with the nipples, they gave it a B-. the new one that Christian Bale wears, they gave it an A-. So just because he can pull it off and... You can tell that up under that his body really looks like that because we've all seen him in the movies where his body does look like that. So
yeah, I guess. Hey, but, I was thinking about Iron Man. Shouldn't he have nipples on his suit?
No.
Robin? No. All right. So, that's resounding.
Yeah, of course.
Interesting. Okay, go.
Of course, Blade got a C because, you know, it's a black leather cape. It's not. Too much. I mean, black leather shirt you can do with it. Fantastic Four got a C.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody loved the Thing's costume, but everybody else, of course, I thought all the costumes were pretty hot. I think Johnny Storm, the guy that played Johnny Storm, stayed in his a little too much. He should have had less costume then you know.
And more nudity. He's the only one who got naked there. Not naked, but.
Well, he's walking around in his towel or something. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, there's. They gave Wolverine a D for his the Hugh Jackman costume.
Yep.
They said Hugh Jackman was the perfect, but everybody wants him in the yellow spandex tights.
I like to see him in the original X-Men. I grew up with the
yellow spandex tights with the black, all that kind of stuff.
He also had a brown one. And yeah, but him, this is supposed to be his James Dean look.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is his James Dean look.
Mm-hmm. So, and the Hugh Jackman still has a nice little bulge in this picture they're showing you on here, too. He's just hot. And, of course, Catwoman.
But it's got claws. She's got claws.
Halle Berry. I like Halle Berry, but the costume was sexy as hell, but, you know, it looked like something out of one of the fantasy type sex shop, like they're going to go home and have sex with their husband, put it on for, you know, 5 minutes, then it gets ripped off, and they throw it in the closet, never wear it again. It's type deal.
Yeah,
so.
Just the ones they get from New Orleans from a store, and then wear it once. Yeah, so, kind of looks like him from the Eagle or something. But
not even. And then of course Silver Surfer got an A for his costume and Fantastic Four. Mm-hmm. There, in fact, somebody's talking about when they're gonna have their own Silver Surfer movie. Mm-hmm. Whenever that happens. Aeon Flux.
Aeon Flux with Charlize Theron.
Charlize Theron's a beautiful woman.
I never got to see this. Did you watch this? I watched this
several times. In fact, this is one of the things that we had to edit in movie class. It was one of our trailers we could do, and I didn't do it because, you know, Aeon Flux is this skinny little bony bitch, and mm-hmm. Charlize Theron, if I can say it correctly, is anything but that. And they had too much costume. I mean, basically, her costume in the cartoons were straps, and that was it. And this was not revealing enough, so it got down. Of course, one of the movies that's expected out soon is Hellboy 2.
Tim Gunn,
yes, does a very good costume with the whole Hellboy look. And of course, what's his name? Ron Perlman can carry it off. So.
Oh yeah. Okay.
No offense, but Ron Perlman's not a good looking man anyhow. So you have to do something to make it look good. So you know,
you have to give him a makeup and everything.
I mean, I remember when I first saw him when he was in Vincent, when he did Vincent for
Beauty and the Beast,
mm-hmm. and I thought it was great. And then I saw what he looked like in real life, and I said, "Put the makeup back on.
Put the mask on, please."
Ron, but we like you. We like you in the movies that you do, but. Wear a mask.
Yeah, just wear a mask. Make makeup all the time.
Ghost Rider got a C because they updated his costume a little bit more.
It's the same. It's in the comic books.
Well, I don't think so because I don't think he had a... what was the deal? Did he have a Fonzie color or didn't he have a Fonzie color?
I'm trying to remember. Oh, yeah, more Fonzie. Okay.
Yeah, he's a little... Yeah, so the that kind of gave that a... They gave that a C, so mm-hmm. that's the reviews of all the costumes so far, you know.
Yeah. I only got to see Ghost Rider a few weeks ago, and I didn't like it too much. It's lame. I find it lame.
Well, it's like I said, in some of these comic books, it's very hard to translate them into real life.
Yeah, that's true. They tried. They tried hard.
Mm-hmm. But you know the guy that was the head demon in that? You know what movie he was originally in? Walking around half naked?
Oh, where?
He was in American Beauty. He was the cute little geeky guy in American Beauty that was doing all the filming.
Oh, okay. American Beauty? So, okay.
In American Beauty, yes. He was the boy next door that the dad thought was gay and then started that whole drama. So, anyway.
God, it's an old movie. Anyway, so yeah, we're going to put the link on the website on these reviews of the fashion of the superheroes that we're gonna have.
Now, mm-hmm. with that said, I can officially make an announcement.
Oh, that's right. Since we went through that, okay, Ray here has big news, and it's now official. So we might as well get on with it. Go, Ray. Wait, drum roll. Okay, go.
I'm officially going to Comic-Con.
Okay.
In San Diego, July 23rd through the 26th, folks. I got my press pass.
gosh, he's now a media whore.
I'm a media whore. So any of you guys going to be out in San Diego or live in San Diego that listen to us, email us and let us know. Good buddy Carl, a.k.a. Cato, is going to be taking me around and showing me around San Diego and everything. And he's got me in touch with some of the people at Wildstorm. Michael, thanks for giving me all your help so far. And we're going to get to interview some people. There's a couple. I'm hoping that I can interview somebody like Joe Phillips, mm-hmm. who did Moorcock, and he's got all kind of cartoons out there, who's a bear. And then nice. Andy, and I can't, I'm going to screw his name up, but it's Mangeles, I think is how you say it.
Okay.
It's M. Angel.
M. Angel.
M. Angel. So, but he is one of the co-writers of many Star Trek books.
Uh-huh.
Everyone he puts a gay character in. If you remember Lieutenant Hawk from the Star Trek movie that got turned into a Borg on the big dish of the ship when they were trying to do the thing.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
He wrote the book that made Lieutenant Hawk gay.
Oh, okay.
And when the storyline that preceded that Borg.
Yeah, I remember Lieutenant Hawk. He got that similar.
Mm-hmm. And that you know, that was very controversial back then, but he's done that. He's also the official Wonder Woman spokesperson because speaking of Wonder Woman, a little side bit of news. Linda Carter was rowing her boat in DC and came across a dead body floating in the river. And she waved somebody down on the shore and got them to call the police, and she stayed there until the police showed up and took care of the body and everything. So you go, Linda Carter. You still Wonder Woman doll.
She's still... Wow. Leave it to Linda Carter. Where was this? In Florida? Did you say Florida? Where was this?
No, D.C.
D.C.,
I think she lives in D.C., yeah. So.
Wow, that is bizarre. So, okay. Back to San Diego. What else are you going
to
do there?
Going to Comic-Con. I'm hoping to interview some more people there. If any of y'all artists listen to Bear Podcast, email me so we can set up some time to talk.
Yeah, ray@bearpodcast.com. I want to go.
Sorry, but you got to go to the Philippines. You've already made plans. Ha ha, you can't go. Blah, blah, blah.
Well, yeah, we're going to have some Filipino listeners of the show. Maybe we'll do a Philippine edition of a Bear Podcast Chaser Show. We'll see.
Yeah, and hopefully I'll get there. Hopefully, if I get there in time on Wednesday night, I get to go see the movie previews they do that night, the Wednesday night before everything opens at Comic-Con, which is the big thing. Also, hopefully, the Heroes cast and maybe some of the Star Trek cast and some other people will be there.
Greg Grunberg. You gotta see Greg Grunberg.
If I see Greg Grunberg, I will try to interview him and say, you know, next to Kevin Smith, you're the hottest bear out there. So,
oh yeah, hot.
So try to talk to him. Hopefully, talk to some of the guys at Prism, who's kind of like the gay comic organization that a lot of people belong to. So hopefully, I'm trying to get hooked up with the right press people that can get me in to talk to some people, and we can have some good interviews and video.
You have to take video.
Carl is going to be my video guy, so hopefully we can get all that worked out and we can have a good time with that and get some video, get some audio, and maybe just take some random pictures of all the craziness that goes on at Comic-Con. So,
do you have a recorder with you for Patrick? Are you going to make use?
Yes, I got to get that. I got to start working on getting all that worked out and get some mics and stuff. So
you got to make that work first somehow.
It's coming up soon.
It's next month already.
Yep. Yeah. So end of July. So.
What a go. Okay.
Movie reviews.
Or we're going to do the... Oh, yeah. Okay. We'll talk with the announcement later, which everybody knows anyway. Okay. Let's go to movie reviews. We got two. Kung Fu Panda. I got to watch that last Saturday, was it? Yeah, with a couple of friends. Mike and Martin and Jeff. We got to watch that. It's starring Jack Black, and they also have... Dustin Hoffman playing one of the characters there, characters there too, and it's a very funny animated show, and it's got that it's Hollywood ending as usual.
The HBO special on it this weekend, because it came out and they were running it. Of course, it was what was the Chinese movie that was on before it. Some Jackie Chan movies on, and then of course they ran Kung Fu Panda right after it, which I thought was kind of funny.
And Jackie Chan is one of the voices there too.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's probably why they ran it.
That's right. Yeah, so it's about this panda who's, you know, he pretty cute. And he likes kung fu and stuff. And he accidentally, well, not accidentally, it's supposed to be, there are no accidents. So that's one of the famous lines there, that he discovered his calling for being a kung fu, the dragon master or the dragon something. And that's how it went. It's really a kid's movie. Yeah. And of course, when we went there, there's a lot of kids. It's a good thing they're not too noisy.
I heard it got a good rating for family.
Oh, yeah.
It got high points for family, which some cartoons don't get anymore.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. Which is good. The families need to have their stuff to watch, too.
Mm-hmm. Skidoosh. That's what he says. What he says whenever he hits somebody with his belly. Okay.
Something else that Angelina Jolie's in that movie also,
right? That's right. He's also one of the voices.
Supposedly there was some drama between the two of them, but I hadn't read on it
between
yet, but
who?
I saw some. Angelina and Jack Black.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. And I don't know. I saw somebody tell me about it, and then I saw something scroll through on, you know, my MS Messenger thing. It scrolls through videos all day long, mm-hmm. and I went to go, and I didn't get a chance to go back and look at it, but it might still be out there. I'll have to go dig it up. Maybe we can talk about it next time and see what the drama is. So.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So what's the other movie? Narnia. You haven't seen it yet.
Well,
you
haven't seen either one of these. So.
Okay. So, well, did you read the books, though?
Yes, I read the books.
Oh, so. Then you pretty much know what happened. So, yeah it's... It's not because, you know, if you remember the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe one, it's very much like, what do you call this? It's like Lord of the Rings.
You got
two sides. This one's pretty different. They made it not look like Lord of the Rings this time. So it's pretty okay. Well, somewhat, yeah.
Well, as the books progress, the talking creatures and stuff become less and less because the whole time is moving on.
Mm-hmm.
And when... I'm trying to remember the guy's name that wrote it, and I just went blank.
Oh, I forgot too.
Lewis. Okay. C.S. Lewis.
C.S. Lewis.
When he wrote these, he was writing, these were bedtime stories for his children.
Mm-hmm.
And basically they're retelling of Bible stories and stuff. But when he wrote this, as they go on, you notice the children start disappearing as you go through the books because they're getting older and they're past that childhood thing of all the fantasy and stuff. And mm-hmm. the world reflects that it's moving on, that it's becoming older and
people are growing.
And the whole Aslan thing becomes less and less because when, you know, most kids that are raised in a Christian environment all the time, you know, God's a big thing and it's like this mystery thing to them. But as they get older, they become more adult-like and it's not, you know, and it's not as big and as mysterious as it once was, and you kind of put that off to the side mm-hmm. somewhat, I think.
Yeah, I remember when with the first one, Lion and the Witch in the Wardrobe, they really, a church even, and some churches I heard, they really related again, you know.
Well, they cut the religious aspect out of it.
Yeah.
So they mm-hmm. de-religiotize it a little bit.
Yeah, and this one.
And I mean, I can understand why they do that, so they can kind of appease everybody, but I mean, that's kind of what the books are written about is.
So I'm thinking, is it recommendable? I guess it's good. It's got good effects. You know, it's talking animals.
It's good effects, but the whole thing is always read the books.
Yeah.
I mean, regardless of what they can do in the movies and everything, nothing's going to be better than the book because the book, you make the story, you see the story in your mind. You're not seeing somebody else's version of it. So.
Yeah. It's always good to read the books. So don't judge the book by its.
Yeah.
Movie, yeah.
Yeah, because Mr. Tumlin, my version of Mr. Tumlin, he was always hot. Uh-huh. And then the BBC did this whole series on Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe,
uh-huh.
and where they kind of brought it to life in a miniseries. And Mr. Tumlin there, and I think in the first movie, he was very hot. This cute little boy playing him, so.
Mm-hmm. Gosh, these guys are getting older now. The goat boy. Oh yeah, I noticed also when you see the guys there. They have, of course, they have. It's almost like their chest hairs are like Austin Powers. They're all glued on. They're all glued on their chest.
Well, it depends on where they got their supporting cast from. So you know.
Yeah.
I'm sure it was filmed in Europe somewhere where they could get supporting cast very cheap. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's a fun movie. It's a fun kids movie. So everybody out there, just watch it. Yeah, Kung Fu Panda and what else? Yeah, that one, Narnia. Narnia Prince Caspian. All right, so a little bit of tech. How about some tech? Because
there's a little bit of announcement that got emailed out today to everybody.
All right. Which one?
That iPhone 3G thing. It's being released July 11th or something like that. You know, it's that little announcement they made today. Yeah. For half the price, twice as fast, half the price.
Yep. And I plan to get one. I don't like being an early adopter myself. God, 7,492 digs. I don't like buying stuff on the first run usually because I always have doubts. I want to spend my money. Okay, I save up for it, and then at the right timing. I guess this is the best timing. However, I thought this is coming out the week after the WWDC. This week is that conference right now in the Moscone Center in San Francisco.
And yep, John was supposed to be there.
Oh, really? He was supposed to be?
Yeah. Okay. Yep, the company that he was doing all the iPhone stuff for, they kind of backed out one paper trip out there, so he couldn't go. So.
Oh, he could have just gone for himself. No.
Well, anyway, he could have, but it had been very expensive. So.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Anyway, so yeah, this week is supposed to be... I thought after this week, they're going to sell the iPhones next week, Monday. I was kind of expecting that, but apparently they're not. So.
Well, no, you know, they had to build a hype up. Nobody's going to say anything. And then now they can drag it up and people can talk about it now because now so they actually released information on what you can do with it now. So
yeah.
What are we actually going to do?
Okay, so July 11th, I guess. But I'm not going to line up. I am not going to line up.
No, you're going to be there at midnight when the store opens up.
Maybe. But
or something. So.
Right now... What I'm saying
I asked Jay Rowell if he was going to get if he was going to replace his. He said he didn't think so, not at first. So,
but now he is, right?
I don't know. He probably won't. All depends. But
$200 for the 8 gigabytes and black. It's got a black backside and 16 gigabytes is white. Well, it says it comes in white. I don't know if the 16 gigabyte shows that it's white. If it's white, it's 16 gigabytes. If it's black, it's 8 gigabytes. I think that's how it goes. So yeah, I'm excited, but I think I'm gonna get the 16 one. So yeah, I've been saving it for it for a year. So I think it's about that. It's cheaper. I mean, how much did you spend? About $400-$500.
I didn't spend anything. I got it for a Christmas present.
Oh, that's right. Good for you. Nice to have
the
sponsor. Nice to have John with you.
I know. It's good to be married to Mr. Moneybags sometimes. Uh-huh. So.
Okay, so that and I'm looking forward to it. You guys, are you guys gonna buy? Are you guys gonna get? All of you having an iPhone right now, are you guys going to upgrade, change your phones? Are you gonna stick with yours, or are you guys gonna? I don't know. What are you gonna do? Sell it? Sell yours? Or sell your phone right now? Or use it as an iPhone? I guess you can just use it as an iPod. I guess you can just use it as an iPod. Don't you think?
Yeah, but I mean, you can still use it for other stuff. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, of course, the whole problem with the whole damn deal is AT&T service lately has been so damn crappy. Unless they don't open up some other companies, they're going to lose their market share because AT&T service has just been so crappy lately.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So, running out of time. We're going more than 45 minutes, I think, by now. And all right. So, is that it? Is that... one more. What's going to happen this weekend for you?
For me?
Yeah.
Well, I can't tell you, but I got a surprise for Mr. Rowell on Friday night, and we can talk about that next week.
Okay. Yeah, and we have a surprise. Well, we have next week. It's Father's Day. It's Father's Day. Yeah. Father's Day this coming Sunday. So, Sunday. Guys, call your dads or whatever. I wish I could call
your dads.
And, yeah, I'm going to – hopefully we're going to have some special guests for the next episode. Right?
Yep.
So, yeah, correct. We'll talk about it next time. Okay, so, guys, if you have comments, send your emails to nard@bearpodcast.com
or ray@bearpodcast.com.
Mm-hmm. Or visit the official website, www.bearpodcast.com. And you can also post your comments there. Yeah, we'd like to hear comments from you guys. What do you think of the fashion, the pregnant man, or the iPhone 3G? Are you guys going to get it? Or what do you guys think of the movies? Or what do you guys think of the Good Samaritan Law? Yeah.
Or better yet, there's one other thing else they can do. They can give us a call at 206 222 2327 and hear yourself live on the air.
Yeah, we'll play it. Yeah. And
Not forget, we got one other thing here. Project Big closes this weekend.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Apply. We need some entries here, folks. We got one hot top entry, but we have no bottom entries. So some of you guys, come on, throw something together real quick. Tell us why you're the best bottom or top. Might deserve this top and bottom, this top shirt and this bottom pair of pants. So
yep,
Get it to us.
Yeah.
Lazy. Get off the couch. Put the remote down. As much as you type on 411 and all the shows, you can about how great your powers in bed are. You can come up and type us up a little 200 word or less essay about why you're a great bottom or why you're a great top and email it to us. So
yeah, send it to us. Raffle at bearpodcast.com with subject line Project Big Bottom. All right.
Or Project Big Top.
Or Project Big Top if you want to be the top.
Okay. And we had, what about the other?
The raffle for Big Bear Booty Call from Cyber Bears. Yeah, we still have that. If you want one, we're doing a raffle. We're also ending it on June 15th. So it's going to be send your emails to raffle at bearpodcast.com with a subject line booty call. Okay, so you get the chance to win this DVD. It'd be awesome. All right. Okay, so go to myspace.com/bearpodcast and 206-222 bear. Leave your voice comments and we'll play it in the show. And that's it. Okay, Ray, so I'll see you. Oh, next time I'm going to see you, Bleach. We're going to watch Bleach.
That's right. Bleach on Thursday.
And Thursday. Okay, thank you everyone for listening. And we'll catch you guys on the next episode. Many wolves send many hugs. Wolf, what a